podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Mate, I didn't realise, but we're on watch.
Oh, yes.
And you know what type of watch we're on?
What?
Zac Efron.
Watch.
I kind of feel like you give it away, like we give it away right at the start. Whereas the drum roll, it should be on, we're on tick, 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 tick.
Zac Efron watch. Too much of a mouthful, mate.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not.
Don't mess with the watch.
I did see he was at Dark Mofo in Hollywood, which is huge. And man, some of the videos coming out of Dark Hollywood. Sorry, in Hobart. It's the Hollywood
the same
of
place.
Australia. You get it.
AJ's mad ass because he's from Tasmania. He's flipping us the bird.
Sorry. mate, some of the vision out of Dark Mofo,
yeah.
Like, you know how you're like, oh, yeah, that's art. But also, me and you were in a room, right, and it's all quiet, and some, I can't even explain on the radio what some of these art things are, you know, involving people, some of which may be wearing clothes and some who might not be. And it's everyone's quiet and being like, yes, this is powerful. Me and you would not cope.
No.
Especially if we were standing on opposite ends of the room.
So much giggling. Why is everything so nude down there?
No, because it inspires something.
I mean, they do a nude swim each year, don't they?
Yeah,
they,
that's cool, for the winter solstice, which happened yesterday.
And then also they have there's that wall at Mona, which is Mona's.
Which I'm a big fan of, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because as a girl, you grow up thinking, oh.
Don't worry, we don't need to get bogged.
No, but I'm just saying, it's nice to see different ones.
Great.
You know? With all different, it's all different. Anyway, so Zac Efron, right? He's in Hobart for Dark Mofo.
Yeah.
But we got a message that said, guys, this is on Friday.
Yeah.
Guys, it might be old news here, but did you know Zac Efron is shooting a documentary in Point Lonsdale? My Uber driver drove his producer to him yesterday and reckons he saw him with his own eyes.
Amazing.
Yes. So is Zac in Lonnie?
Yeah, not Launceston, Point Lonsdale.
Yeah, Point Lonsdale. It's very confusing.
It is.
Because, I mean, he's gone to Dark Mofo.
Yeah.
But that's probably Saturday. And then got back on a plane. Is he here in Lonnie? Zac?
Well, he was here on Friday, so he must have gone then to Tassie for the weekend.
Yeah.
And maybe he's back here today. It seems like we might be sort of on Zac Efron.
Watch. Has anyone seen him? Has anyone heard anything from any other Uber drivers or taxi drivers around town or any other type of person on the street? I mean, you know, and it's not specific to the public transport movement, you know.
Okay. All right. So if you see or hear anything about Zac Efron, we want to know about it.
We want to know about it.
Socials at Carrick Geelong, Instagram, Facebook, or give us a call on 52232955.
It's their radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Happy winter solstice for the weekend for anyone that enjoyed that.
Is that the shortest day of the year?
Shortest day of the year.
Nice. It's all sort of uphill from here, guys.
Sunshine,
rainbows.
It depends how you look at it. I couldn't believe it's the middle of winter. We've been robbed. Like, it's not like I like being cold, but I just feel like there's not been much winter.
And talk to me in October when it sucks and we're still like, why does it feel like winter now?
Yeah, true that. But on the weekend, there were a lot of winter solstice events.
Mm-hmm.
There was one in Bright where a bunch of boys got together and wore gumboots and drank beers. I don't know what it was called.
There's a fair bit of saluting the moon there as
well. Oh, really? Yeah. There you go. I didn't get invited to that one, thank God. But there was the Night Tide Festival in Queenscliff.
Yes, I would have been there if I hadn't have been in Bright.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So really cool. So it was like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and they, you know, they had music and fun things and entertainment and food and all the stuff, right?
Nice.
So anyway, on Friday, Jimmy and I were like, oh, let's go down and just check it out, right? Because it was nice and we're like, let's go down. Anyway, and so, you know, the Queenscliff Harbour Observation Tower? You know when you go to Queenscliff, right? Mm. And you go as if you're going to go on the ferry. And then so we're driving, we're going to go as if we're going to the ferry terminal. And then on the left-hand side, there's that big-ass tower.
White thing, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it just kind of sticks out the ground. Yeah. And it's a spiral.
Looks like a lighthouse, but it's not like.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's an observation tower, right? Yeah, yeah. And so it was lit up like purple and blue cool. and everything. And I just really love lighting. Yeah. I really, really love lights.
You're right into it.
Fairy lights yeah. and just everything. I've yeah. always been into it. Okay. But I'm just like, how do I encapsulate that in my life?
If we could do
this show in fairy lights, I think it would be way better. But anyway.
Yeah.
So Jimmy's like, oh, let's go to the top. And I'm like, oh, nah, I'm all right. Because I've never been up there.
So that's a reason not to.
To the top of the
Isn't
tower.
Is that a reason like, to go?
Yeah, but I'm scared of heights and the stairs are on the outside. Anyway, and it didn't look like they were letting people go up there.
Okay.
And so I was like, come on, let's just go up. Anyway, so I followed him. I'm like, you know what, Lauren? Be adventurous for yes. once in your life.
Yes, good girl.
For once in your life.
Proud
so,
of you.
So we went up and, wow, scary.
Yeah,
high,
good view.
High, great view.
Great
view,
lovely.
Right? Yeah, it looked really good. And the night tide festival was below and, you know, they were starting things off and there was some music and that. And so we were up in the observation tower and then as we're walking down, the stairs are on the outside, mm-hmm. right? And so we stopped there and then we were like, hey, how fun's this? You know, we're having a dance. We're like, hey, we're just being
on
stupid.
The stairs.
On the
yeah.
stairs, right? We're just being stupid. And we're yeah, like, oh, fun. Look at all these ants below us. Whatever. Anyway, then we go down and we go to the festival.
Yeah.
And we're standing around and I'm looking back at the observation tower and I'm like, oh, okay. When do you think anyone could see us?
Yeah, you're not actually that far from everyone, are you?
Yeah. Like, when do you think anyone could
see us? Would have been pretty clear.
And so what it was is that the lights were actually being projected onto the tower from yeah. down below, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so what I then realized is that where we were standing doing yeah. this, hey, hey, ho, ho, like dancing around stupid, we would have just been creating these massive shadows
blocking,
and basically just yeah. doing a live performance to the whole of Queenscliff.
Brilliant.
And I mean, there are some situations where you're like, oh, I didn't think that they could see me. But they can definitely see you.
Yeah.
And it's not good to be caught out in that situation. But it could have been worse because I could have been a little bit too adventurous and, you know.
To flash the.
Yeah.
All of a sudden it is a lighthouse. Two of them.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
I have some dad jokes for you.
Okay.
Because.
I do love a dad joke.
Northern Hemisphere, it's Father's Day, we reckon today is what we sort of at their time. So.
I think yesterday, today.
Yeah, yesterday. Anyway,
whatever.
This weekend. Apparently, dad jokes are good for you because they help children learn to be embarrassed by their parents, but that being embarrassed isn't fatal. Do you know what I mean?
Like really?
You can deal with a little bit of embarrassment.
Yeah.
And it's good for you.
All right.
Like being bored. It's good for your brain.
Yeah.
I tell my kids. So the Brits have got together. 2,000 people. Happy with that survey size?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Happy.
Voted for their favourite dad jokes.
Yes. All right. One thing I do ask for, though, if you're going to go through these, yeah. I need some game show music.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, here we go. Let's get some game show music going.
Maybe not that loud.
I know. I'm just punching into it, mate. We'll just get the ball rolling, get
Damn.
The vibe up and about.
Punching
Hang on.
Rolling.
Just calm down. Jeepers creepers.
Oh, my God.
Okay, tell me. Do you want all 20? Because I'm giving to you.
No.
Number 20.
No, I'm not.
What do you call fake spaghetti? An impasta.
Okay, you started off strong.
Yeah, I know, right?
You started off strong.
Have you ever tried to catch the fog? I tried yesterday, but I missed.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that one. That's a goodie.
18. What happens when it rains cats and dogs? You have to be careful not to step in a poodle. That's
nah,
pretty good.
I
like
that
one. No, because you don't like animal
gear. Yeah, I know.
Number 17 of the best dad jokes of all time. What do you call a belt made of watches?
I don't know.
A waste of time.
Oh, fun.
Like number 16. Did you hear about the restaurant on the moon?
No.
This is a classic one. Great food, no atmosphere. Number 15, dad jokes of all time. Why don't skeletons fight each other?
They've got no bones. They've got, no, they do, I don't know, something about bones.
Guts. They don't have the
guts. Oh, they don't have the guts.
Yeah, close. Number 14, this is why you're not dad. Number 14, the only reason. I made a pencil with two erasers. It was pointless.
Oh, so, yeah. No, it's smart.
Number, yeah. Because it's when you think
of. You've got to think
like,
about
yeah,
it. You're like, oh, yeah.
Highbrow dad jokes. Mm. Number 13. Want to hear a joke about construction?
I do.
I'm still working on it.
Hey.
Number 12 of the dad jokes of all time. What do you call a cow with no legs?
Oh, I don't know.
Ground beef.
No, see, once again.
I like that one.
I don't like that.
Number 11. I'm reading a book on anti-gravity. It's impossible to put down.
Okay, nah. The delivery was lacking.
Number 10. I got a new pen that can write underwater. It can write other words too.
Oh, Yeah, that was good. Highbrow.
Number 9 of the best dad jokes of all time, according to English people who don't get much right, but comedy they're actually pretty good at.
Yeah.
Number 9, why did the Scarecrow win an award?
Why?
Because he was outstanding
in
his field. Yeah,
yes,
we know that one. Yeah. Yeah. Number 8, I used to play piano by ear, and now I use my hands.
Yeah, I could see that one coming.
Yeah, number 7 of the best dad jokes of all time. I used to be a baker, but I couldn't make enough dough.
Okay.
All right, some of these
they're getting less funny as
no,
they go on.
They're getting less, but some are better than others, definitely. Yeah. Number 6, I broke my finger last week. On the other hand, I'm okay. Number 5, I told my wife she was drawing her eyebrows too high. She looks surprised.
I don't mind that one.
Okay. Well, look, already in the top 5. We've gone through 20.
Wow, it's just, it's square, it's, yeah. It's,
you know, I knew it wouldn't feel so, you know.
You're laboured.
Drawn out. Number 4 in the best dad jokes of all time. Yesterday, I was washing the car with my son. He said, Dad, can't you just use a sponge?
Yeah. See, like, you kind of know the ending to this now.
Enjoy that
right?
One. Enjoy that. I don't know why I enjoy that one so much. Mm. Number 3, 2 guys walked into a bar. The third guy ducked.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, I'm not being fun now, am I?
Second best, no, you're not, but that's okay.
No, that's all right. All right, I'll get it up.
I only know 25 letters of the alphabet. I don't know why. That's not a very good one for number 2.
Yeah, that's supposed to be the number 2 voted one. I think you've gone 20 to 1. No. Anyway, give me... I think you've gone the top one was 20. Anyway.
Number 1, greatest dad joke of all time.
This better be good. This better be good.
I'm on a seafood diet. I see food and I eat it.
That's a classic.
It is.
It's a classic.
I don't reckon it's the best one in this list, but there you go.
What was number 20 again?
It was. What do you call fake spaghetti? An impasto.
Yeah, see, that's number 1.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
I was famously a vegetarian. Famously.
For
many, many years. Well, at the time, it was considered quite weird.
Mm.
And no one was a vegetarian. You couldn't go to a restaurant and ask for a vegetarian meal. They would be like, what? Like, people would laugh at
you. Yeah, right.
And, you know, also coming from a Macedonian family, it was just like... Literally like my big fat Greek wedding. Like, what? You don't eat no meat?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
Right? And so now I eat meat again, but I do feel bad about it. I feel like I should just give up meat altogether. Anyway, it's a whole emotional thing I'm dealing with.
You so did not understand meat that you were sent to the supermarket famous. This is famously. Sent to the supermarket to get sausages for a barbecue. And you're like, okay, I guess I get them from the deli. And you went to the deli and you got the thing that looks like sausages, but it's actually hot dogs.
Yeah.
And came back with like hot dogs for a barbecue.
I know. And they were like, my partner at the time was like, what the hell is this? And I'm like, what you asked for? Like, I was so defensive.
Attitude. Yeah,
like, yeah, you're welcome. Anyway. But now I don't mind my meat. And so I got Jimmy for Christmas a dehydrator.
It's not about you. He has wanted to do jerky for a while, hasn't
he? Yeah, he has, right? And so I heard him talk about it for many, many years, and his mate's got a dehydrator. He's like, oh, you know, it's great, and we, you know, do all this stuff, take the air out of all this, whatever. And I'm like, cool. Anyway, so I got him one, and he's been trying, bless, to make his own jerky.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Now, I don't want to poo-poo his jerky making.
He's had one batch so far.
He's had one batch.
To be fair, very tasty, but also it was a lot. Like it was
yeah, bit leathery, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
You could probably wear it as a boot.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, and get a lot of mileage out of it, right? Now, for me, I'm not, you know me, I'm very bland. I have chickpeas for lunch every day.
Mm.
I like just salted chips. I don't do flavours. I'm not really a flavour person.
That previous batch of Jimmy's, the first batch of Jimmy's jerky, you could have kept a strip of it by the front door just for safety, you know, just in case. Just in case you need to grab it and go to town. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
So he's gone round two. Bless him.
He's gone another, but he's done another
he's
batch.
He's done another batch.
And the learning from last time is it doesn't need to be on for 6-7 days. What is
something like that. And then look, still a little bit chewy, fine.
Is it?
But the flavour, like, why do we have to have everything that's just like so flavour? Like not everyone likes flavour. Do you know what I mean?
I'm a flavour country guy.
Yeah, I know. But sometimes it's like, I get that you're doing flavour, but what about, you know, something a bit simple? That's all I'm saying. There's a market out there.
Something a bit simple.
Yeah.
Like vanilla? Like, are you asking for
vanilla jerky?
Vanilla jerky.
And not in the sense that I wouldn't like vanilla flavoured jerky.
No.
No, I don't like vanilla.
Plain jerky.
Flavored.
Like,
yeah.
Beef.
Yeah.
It's just dehydrated.
Why can't we
beef
do that?
Well, I don't know.
With a bit of salt.
Does it not exist? Any? It's surely this.
It exists.
So that's obviously not what he's done. Has he gone like...
He's gone full, like, I don't know, he's got all the sauces out and they're spicy and there's all this. And that's great. But I'm just saying, there must be a market for people that want jerky that doesn't taste like jerky.
Well, it doesn't taste like a flavour sensation.
It's just salted meat. It's just nice. Want the medieval version. Do you know what I mean? Remember when they used to put meat underground
the back
for like 6 months?
Peasants.
That's what I want. Just that and a mead and just leave me be.
Okay.
That's all I'm asking for.
I don't even know if it exists. I don't think I've ever seen like non-flavoured jerky.
That's all right. It doesn't matter. It's a dream I have. Just let me dream.
If you know of where Loggy can get vanilla but not vanilla jerky, just so Jimmy's got something to work with. Maybe he can try it first and then... 5223 2955. Give us a call, or you can hit us up on the socials, Carrock Geelong, Facebook, Instagram. We'd love to hear about it.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.